There were less than 5 meters separating the beautiful red-skinned woman and the Saurian when Bishop set foot on shore, and by the time he'd positioned himself to take even a half-decent shot, there were less than 3 meters between them, and the girl was still moving toward those grinning, gaping jaws of horror. He wasn't totally prepared, but he had to get a shot off, and fast. He fired. The shot seemed to crease the creature's snout, but it was just a crease, barely enough to make the walking horror realize it had been hit. Then the jaws were open, and the girl reaching to climb into them. Climb into them, his incredulous mind echoed, when a shot from over his shoulder struck the Saurian's snout dead center. The beast's great head arched backward, and its deep, guttural growl became a roar of pain, rising until it was a loud shriek. The white teeth snapped closed less than half a meter from the girl's head. She was still reaching, but her arms were beginning to drop. The predatory beast screamed again, turned to face the cause of its pain, and Bishop saw it frontally, almost as if the bellowing, pained creature was staring at him. His rifle lowered a bit, but he forced it back to his shoulder, drawing a careful aim. But again, he thought the huge beast was staring at him, not the others, at him, and he found his head was beginning to swim, almost as if something in his brain were being sucked from his skull. He fired again, but his arms were shaking from the effort, and he missed. He was only vaguely aware of the sounds of additional rifle fire from behind him. The Saurian screamed in rage and fear once more, and its head lifted, breaking the line of vision it had held with Bishop. Bishop was once more in control of himself when he suddenly noticed that the huge beast had moved no more than a few meters away from the ruby-skinned girl. It was starting to move back to her. She would be crushed under those huge feet if she didn't move, and it didn't appear as if she was going to come back to her senses before she was crushed. There were easily 40 meters between Bishop and the girl when he threw his rifle down and started running toward her.
"Cover me!"
he screamed over his shoulder, forcing his legs to move faster to propel him across the volcanic rock. For some reason, he didn't have time to understand and wouldn't have understood with any amount of leisurely analysis. He didn't look at the Saurian's eyes, but kept his own averted, concentrating on the red-skinned female, who only now looked like she was regaining at least an iota of self-awareness. He heard the Saurian scream as Chalfin and the others continued to fire, but he couldn't force himself to look up. Again, the noises of gunfire and again the screams, rising, building, until it seemed all the world was nothing but enraged sound. And still Bishop ran toward the girl, toward the Saurian, hoping to reach her before the dinosaur trampled her or recovered from the gunfire enough to attack him. The girl seemed to be gaining awareness, and suddenly, even as he ran over the uneven, rocky ground, Bishop could see that she was indeed fully alert. She appeared startled, as if she couldn't understand where she was, then instantly shifted to one of horror, and her mouth opened, her beautiful red features terrified and contorted in shock. She screamed. With a brief lull in the shooting, the Saurian heard the scream and looked to its left where it saw her, and Bishop, who had just reached her. The Saurian opened its jaws and snapped at them. The rifle fire began immediately as Bishop leaped through the air and collared the girl, pulling her to the ground with him. They rolled over the rough rock, ripping his uniform and scraping the skin beneath the cloth. He rolled only a few meters, then was on his feet, the girl in his arms. He dashed behind the Saurian so it couldn't see him. It turned, ponderously, slowly, attempting to follow his erratic path. Somehow he managed to avoid its thrashing tail. From the time Bishop had begun his mad dash, Chalfin and the others had been firing at the Saurian, but none of the strikes were direct, and none had been in the eyes or on the snout. Only the thick, scaly hide received the glancing hits. Undoubtedly, their aim had been affected by the sight of their skipper racing across the volcanic rock and fears that they would hit him. With Bishop out of the way, they could concentrate better and began a steady stream of fire at the dinosaur. Bishop, when he reached them, dropped the woman and picked up his own rifle. The Saurian was screaming in agony now, its snout a bloody pulp and a few holes appearing around its neck. As the screaming, staggering beast started toward them, Bishop took careful aim and then, slowly, squeezed the trigger. Direct hit.